The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Matt Canada. Maryland has a bye this week before visiting Michigan on October 6th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Really proud of our players for the way they performed on Saturday. It was a very good win over an undefeated and very good football team in Minnesota. Thought we played a very good football game as a team. Defense played very, very well. Made some big stops there, in the red zone, which were key to our success. I thought we played well in special teams, and I thought our offense, made some plays at times, which allowed us to win the football game. So really proud of our players and happy that they were able to go out and perform and get a win.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and open the call for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Can you hear me, Matt?
I can now.
Okay. In terms of the momentum of a win like that, as a coach, do you like to play the next week and not have a bye week, or given some of the injuries you might have had last week, it came at a good time?
Yeah, I think obviously all you can do is deal with the hand you're dealt. So we're going to be excited about having the week to focus on ourselves and get better. Obviously, when you have a week like this, you can do a good job of self-scouting yourself and looking at some things that you have not done quite as well as you hoped and some things you want to continue to do that you might be doing, at least decently well. So we're going to focus on ourselves and obviously, continue to get guys healthy. And obviously, we've got a big 8-week stretch coming up. So anytime, you know that's coming. But for our guys, it's a good time to focus on us and then, kind of get back to the basics. We're going to work on that this week.
And just to follow up, any status on the injuries, especially to the safeties?
No, not right now, no. Nothing to report at this time.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Emily Giambavolo, The Washington Post.
Hey, Matt. When you're looking at plays of kind of 30 yards plus, those big explosive plays, you guys have had quite a few of them, especially in the wins that you've had. How important are those to your offense, and what type of spark do they give to the offense in the game?
I think obviously, we all chart explosive plays, on both sides of the football. You don't want to have them on defense, and you want to create them on offense. So in the games when you have those, it's very hard to drive down the football field and have a 12, 13, 14-play drive. We've had a couple of those, and you certainly hope as an offense you're disciplined enough and sound enough to do that, but it's not something that's easy to do. So as a football team, we're working very hard to create explosive plays, and we do feel like we have players who can make those plays. We've had a couple, and certainly we want to continue to have more and more of those as the season progresses. But it's a great thing for momentum and everything when you can change the field with a big play.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Andy Koska, the Diamondback.
Hey, Coach. I know you weren't here last year, but when you got here, what stood out to you about Kasim Hill and the recovery process from that ACL? And what did he do, I guess, well during the offseason that kind of positioned himself to be an efficient passer for Maryland?
I think Kasim worked very hard, obviously, in the training room to get himself physically healthy. I think that one of the best things you can say about him is he worked very hard to learn in the offense, and not only learn a new offense since we installed some different things when I got here, but also to master his craft and study himself with some fundamental things he wanted to improve upon. So it's a challenge at times to mentally focus day in and day out when you're not going to practice. And for him to do such a good job in the spring and through the summer, I think that allowed him to be prepared to play here in the fall. So I would say, if you said the one thing that I think he did a tremendous job was, it was mental preparation and learning, learning the offense.
Just to follow up real quick, was there any practice maybe in the spring that showed you that, despite the injury, that he's going to be the guy that can lead this offense?
No, in the spring, he really didn't practice. He was out there some, but both P and Pig didn't practice in the spring in any kind of full-speed drill. So we didn't really know where they were going to be, until we got into camp this fall.
Thank you, Coach.
Uh-huh.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Matt, in terms of what Anthony McFarland's done the last couple of weeks, have you seen that since he's been there, since you've been there, since he started practicing again last year? And where do you think he's made his biggest improvement?
You know, I think he was an explosive player from the first time we practiced in the spring. We had a lot of really, really good backs. They all have unique skill sets. And obviously is one that, you know, can run and is explosive, and really, really happy for him that he's had a, you know, that he had a game Saturday that, you know, he was able to play well in and we were able to win. Obviously the week before he had some good plays, but we played so poorly that it kind of, you know, I'm happy. He's an unselfish guy, just wants to win too. So I'm happy that he got to have a good day and be part of us winning so he could really enjoy that. But again, it's a great credit to the linemen and everybody else involved. But he is a very talented player, and he's shown that since the day I got here, and certainly continues to improve.
And just to follow up, how much does – he talked about it before, but how much does the competition in the running back room, you know, fuel performances like the one he had and even Ty had the other day?
You know, the competition is the greatest thing in the world. I mean, there's nothing like it. If you know, you have to be your best every day. And we talk about it all the time, every day is an interview, right? Every day you go out and you're either, you know, doing the best job you can or you're not. Well, if there's that many guys in the room that are fighting for the same reps and the same time to touch the football, it's going to be even greater. So I think that room is pushing itself, and they're playing very, very well, and certainly proud of them and the way they're handling it.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks a lot.